Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.
Hey, everybody. It's happened. We thought this day would come sooner. We went many weeks without this happening, but today we do not have a guest to get Doug with high. Empty chair is all we got. But I'm going to hang out with you and get high with you, and you with me, I hope. That's the plan. That's what this show's always supposed to be, always supposed to have been. Me just getting high with a friend and you guys joining in at home or near your computer or your phone or however you're making this magic happen. We're going to do all the normal stuff just with me by myself. See how that works out. Might not be that much fun. Might be a blast. We'll see. Our friends over at Leafly are describing the strains that we have today. We have a Sour Dream. This beauty right here is a sativa hybrid that Leafly describes as mood enhancing. And it's a combination of Blue Dream and Sour Diesel. Did you get a shot of that? And on Leafly, somebody wrote, "The feeling of positiveness sticks to your brain and you don't care what problems are in your way." So that sounds like the perfect thing for me to smoke before doing an interview show without a guest. Nothing is going to get in my way today. We've got lots of Twitter questions. I threw it out there. I know we normally don't say who the guest is going to be until you see it flying through space at the top of the show. But today I decided to leak on Twitter that I might be going solo just to get questions specifically for me. Danny Does PIX wrote to me, "Do you have a go-to Munchies food, be it restaurant or store-bought?" And the answer to that is, and this will be good to just kind of get this out there, the answer is I don't have an answer to that question. I love food, and I love being high, and I love eating food when I'm high. So there's not one thing that I'm like, oh, I'm high, I've got to have this one thing, you know? It's like there's so many things that I like. But I'll tell you about something that I may have mentioned on the show before, and if I haven't, I don't know why I haven't, because I think about it a lot. And that's the new Goldfish crackers that are French toast flavored. You'll never eat a regular Pepperidge Farm Goldfish again, I think. Geekable wants to know, "You can't find a single friendly LA comedian who wants to smoke pot with you?" Appalling. Yeah, Geekable is appalled that this has happened. I'm sure we could find a comedian, like if I just like started calling everybody all day today. But like, you know, the problem is we try to book really good guests and then sometimes they cancel at the last minute. And then the people you think of to replace them are all just have different things going on. Like the time slot is a bitch. Like Wednesday afternoon, if a comedian or actor is in L.A., there's a chance they're probably working during the day. Or have an important show tonight, they are a comedian, so they're out on the road doing shows. So, and that's true of musicians too. Like everybody in show business that we'd want to get, it's just it's a tough time. And like I said, I think we're lucky that we went this many weeks with as many great guests as we have had, and you know, everybody's for the most part made it down and done the show, and we just try to get past what Kevin Smith did to us, because Kevin Smith raped this show in the asshole. No, he's just busy. He's not, if he can't make it, he can't make it. What are you going to do? That guy's got a lot going on, and he smokes as much or more than me, so I don't know how he does it. It's rapidly approaching 420, so I'm going to first try the Sour Dream. And I'm, of course, going to, now that I've conquered this monster, I'm going to smoke it out of the big multi-chambered pipe and see if I can succeed once again. Happy 420, everyone.
I was so into the happy 420 part that I just fired it up. I just totally ignored all the instructions. The smoke is still coming out of me. That hit went down to my toes. But yeah, I shouldn't have sparked the bowl so aggressively. I should have just cornered it, as they say. I'll just finish it now, I think. Nope. Save that for later.
Oh, shit. This must be especially fun to listen to. I love the fact that there's a audio version of this podcast, and that this week's episode, some people might actually listen to this. Listen to me by myself getting high. I've never really had a basement in any of the places I've lived. So this basement is kind of a new scene for me, but I've certainly gotten high many times at a table with all this kind of stuff on it. Let's do some more Twitter questions. And let's talk about what the other strain is today, because I'm going to... That's what I just smoked, actually. I take it back. I haven't tried the other one yet. This was a Master Jedi that I loaded up in just this beauty here. So let me try to finish this thing. Voila.
So that is Master Jedi. And it says, Cannabis Padawans, beware. Master Jedi is a potent indica strain with powerfully sedating effects. And Leafly users describe, of course, as couch lock.
And one of the reviews on Leafly for this particular indica is, nice Jedi is. I don't get it. I don't really watch the Star Trek films. Just teasing. I love Star Wars, and people keep asking me, "What do you think of the new Star Wars cast?" Well, they've got three people that were in the previous Star Wars, and then they added a bunch of other actors to it. The guy from Girls, Adam Driver, good actor. Who's he playing? What the fuck's going to happen? It's too early to speculate. Someone named Hugo9 wrote on Twitter, smoke with at Gabe_Dylan, which of course is our very own Gabe the Magician. So that's not a bad idea. Then the very next card, Disturbed, let's call it Disturbed, X-Punk wrote, just have Gabe Dylan on with you the entire show, LOL. So I don't know if that's sarcastic or if they really want this to happen. But it's not a bad idea. Gabor, GABORRR. I think I've read something by this person on the show before. Writes, can you have Todd Glass on again? He's unbelievably funny. And then, of course, we can have Todd Glass on again. We asked him when somebody else, we had an actor booked for today who must have had an audition or a change in his schedule. So when he fell out, we asked Todd Glass, and... Todd is off on the road somewhere doing something. And no, Gabe Dylan can't just make him appear. Have you seen Gabe's tricks? Todd Glass isn't a card or a lighter. All right, this is getting stupid. At Loverly Lucy says, yo, have Gabe Dillon be the guest. That's a great idea. And then another Todd Glass question. Chaser182 wants to know, what are the chances of having Todd Glass back on another episode? All right, the people have spoken. When we come back from the break, we're not going to break just yet, but when we come back from the break, is that all right, Gabe? Can you come out and smoke and be a guest on the show?
Yeah.
All right, he's ready. He's into it. He wore a shirt that we got from Leafly, so it's perfect. Our friends at PharmaJanes.com sent us our strains today, one particular thing through their delivery service, and that was the Yeti Honey Bud Oilers. These fun joints that we've been... Have you tried one of these yet, Gabe?
Yes.
They're very sticky and icky. Oh, my God. The recording of Snoop Dogg telling off Donald Sterling, telling him what a bitch and a cunt or whatever. He just says a bunch of swear words, but in cool, smooth Snoop Dogg talk. Snoop Dogg talk. It's so great. If you haven't heard it, look it up online. So, yeah, Honey Bud Oilers are pre-rolled joints infused with purified nitrogen extract of cannabis to achieve at least 70% THC and related cannabinoids. So to anyone that makes sense to, what I just said, you're probably pretty excited about this. PharmaJanes is a medical marijuana delivery service that I just recommended to a fellow, a comedian friend of mine, who does not smoke pot, wrote to me on Twitter and said, hey, Doug, can you recommend a dispensary for my father injured himself and we want to get him some medical weed? And I said, PharmaJanes.com. I don't have to recommend a dispensary. Just go. go to PharmaJanes.com and order some shit up. I don't know how complicated it is to do it over the internet with them, but I'm guessing it's probably worth it. I love going to dispensaries. I love shopping for weed, but having them bring it to me, that's old school. You know, that's back, turning back the clock, because that's how I always got my weed. It was just a guy who would pull up outside my apartment building, and I'd get in the car, and we'd just ride around the block, and he'd give me the weed, and I'd give him the money, and then I'd get out of the car and go to my apartment, smoke it all, call him up. He comes over. It's about 4 or 5 times a day. Let's do some pot topics. The first one, is it never going to come?
Pot topic.
that's probably going to come up. Somebody's going to ask us about that. When are we going to get our shit together on that? But that makes me laugh. A new survey from WebMD has found that 56% of the doctors surveyed support making medical marijuana legal nationwide. 56%, that's, you know, I think that's almost more than half. And then more than two-thirds of doctors, 67%, said medical marijuana should be an option for their patients. Only 52% of the public surveyed believe medical marijuana could really help patients. Yeah, I mean, there's this whole thing about, is it really, I mean, isn't it just a dodge? Are you just saying, I mean, I'm not just saying that I have a bad back. I have a bad back. I'm not saying that medical marijuana makes my bad back feel great, but it certainly makes, you know, it just makes me happier and tolerate pain more without having to take over or under the counter prescription drugs. Says support was highest amongst oncologists, you know, cancer specialists, which oncologists is a word that always confused me, because like they're always talking on ER about being on call and then being an oncologist. And I thought that was just, so that was what they were called, because they were always on call. What an idiot. And hematologists, blood specialists. Those two specialists really are into medical marijuana and say that it can help their patients and should be legal. Bam! That's pot topic number one. Let's do another pot topic. They're
they weren't ready to
pot
play
topic. Anything.
All right, there's going to be three pot topics. So this last one, let's fucking nail it. Pot topic number two, poll results released Monday showed 52% of Coloradans think marijuana legalization has been beneficial. And 67% disagree with the sentiment that it has eroded the moral fiber of the people in the state. What a weird way to pose the question. Do you think it's eroded the moral fiber? How about, do you think there's any problems with it? But instead, has it eroded the moral fiber of the people? No, of course not. It hasn't. The 33% that said that it did are fucking idiots. I bet you, I mean, I'm going there in a few weeks. I'm going to be there on Mother's Day and doing a movie interruption of Mrs. Doubtfire. Because I think that's a fun way to spend Mother's Day. Just go to Denver and get fucking high and watch a shitty movie and tell some jokes. Happy day, Mom. Pot topic number three.
Pot topic.
Still kind of slow. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra said Tuesday, this is so awesome, except it involves symphony, but they said Tuesday that they're going to play a series of cannabis-friendly fundraising concerts sponsored by the state's growing pot industry. The classically cannabis high note series will be strictly bring your own cannabis, and the orchestra hopes it'll boost its audience as it struggles with dwindling attendance and shrinking budgets. I think there'd be a lot of prudes that go to that kind of concert that wouldn't want pot smoke all around them. But I guess if it's in the ads, they'll just have to suck it up. But I would just go to sleep if I was at a symphony or listening to a symphony orchestra and high out of my mind. That'd be like nap time for me. But still cool that they're doing that. More stuff to that like that that happens. People see how nobody gets hurt. You know, maybe one guy, smuggled in a hot dog and just got some mustard on the seat. That's as bad as it would get. Fucking stoners. What do you say we go to a break and then we come back and our friend Gabe the magician will join me and I'll give him the whole treatment. We'll do the high history, maybe play a game, answer some Twitter questions. So send your quick Twitter questions about @Gabe_Dylan, to me @DougBenson and to #GettingDoug, and we'll ask him some of your questions after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash.
Ah, the glorious and honorable food club. These three wise captains sailed the world seeking the ultimate bite, whether it being an unknown hole in the wall or the hardest reservation in town. Each episode, they decide if a restaurant will be presented with the coveted food club plaque, or they will burn the award in front of their door. A disgrace.
Jazz. We're here with Gabe the magician, Gabe Lucci.
Hey, Internet.
Hey, Internet.
Where am I?
I guess over here, if you want to talk to the people. I've been talking to the people on this camera over here the whole show. It was an interesting first segment. I've never had to do that before, and I don't think it's necessarily my thing, but, we got through it, and this is a true miracle. 2,542 people are at this very moment.
Thanks for telling me that.
Tuned in. Does that make you nervous that meant there's that many?
A little bit.
I've occasionally performed to a crowd as big or bigger than that, in a stand-up show or something.
I've seen you do it.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary. But when they're out there on the internet, I don't really feel. It doesn't feel like
I mean, that's a great number. That's a lot of people that, you know, I bet you it's a lot of East Coast because it's later, right. You know. On this side of the country, it might be harder for people to, you know, get away from their jobs or whatever.
Is it past 4:20? Can I start?
Dude, it's way past. Please, that's what people want to see. I also didn't smoke very much in the first segment because I was too busy yapping. So this is a good chance to catch up. I'll ask you a question and just blow it right at me. That's awesome. I went to a rock show the other night, and afterwards, I was standing around some people smoking, and there was this one lady that was somebody's mom, was how she was described. This is this guy's mom or whatever. She was smoking with us, and it was cool. But then she's like, I like took it. She goes, she's like, blow it into my mouth. And I was like, no.
I don't shotgun moms.
I'm not going to do that. And then somebody was like, wow, I can't believe you're so good at saying no. And I'm like, yeah, I'm great at saying no. That's something I absolutely will not do. No way. What is this? The Nick Stoddard wrote, don't worry, I usually get bailed on too. Fly me out next time. I'll free my schedule. Great question. Thanks,
that's
Nick.
That's a good idea.
That does come up a lot on Twitter. I should address that. People are constantly saying to me, have me on. You know, have somebody on that's not necessarily famous or, you know, a comedian friend of yours or whatever. And so here he is. Gabe's on the show, so we satisfied that requirement.
That checks out.
That's like SNL, you know, there's not enough black people to cast. All right, we got one. Are we good? Settled. You know, the idea is to try to get famous people to come on here, or at the very least, people that are very entertaining, so that you can see how entertaining people can be when they are high.
And this
Who is
like
your
the...
favorite person to do a magic trick for in the show? For anybody that's watching right now, for some reason, who's never seen the show before, Gabe comes out at the end of every episode and does a magic trick for my guest or guests. And I thought of that because Gabe's a friend of mine, and I know he does magic, but also I just think it's fun to watch. It's like watching a child watch magic or something. They get very very taken with your tricks.
Yeah.
So who is the best person to do the trick for?
Well, not the live ones, for sure. The Sarah and Todd episode was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That was fun. And you get to sort of, you know, you're just here in the room for every episode. So that was probably also one of your favorite ones just overall.
Yeah. And I appreciate being in the room since a lot of people want to be.
It's a very, it's a very elite place to be. It's very, very, it's a very sophisticated place with beautiful pipes. Ready? Go. I don't think we've ever necessarily tried to outsmoke one another. I think we just always just both smoke a lot.
Yeah, we don't normally tap out either.
No. No greening out. Especially like when you're just standing around and a bunch of people have joints and stuff. That never really overwhelms me. It's bongs and then dabs.
You're used to it, though.
Dabs fuck me up.
People bring bongs to your shows.
Dabs totally fuck me up. How was your 420, Gabe?
It was great. It was in San Francisco.
Ed McKernan wants to know. Oh, you came up to... Oh, you saw my shows the night before in San Francisco, and then you just stayed for 420.
Right.
Was there a spot you went to that's super, super cool?
Spark in San Francisco, yeah.
Oh, that's the dispensary.
Right.
But they had, like, a party or something?
No. Just good deals everywhere.
Oh, okay. But where did you go smoke it, then? Did you go somewhere cool, like a park?
They have a vaporizer bar there with volcanoes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that place is really, it feels like you go in there like you're in a, you know, movie about the future, you know?
It's like an Apple store.
Yeah, but with all this weed stuff and a bunch of volcanoes sitting around. You can just sit around the volcano lounge just using their volcano to hit the shit you just bought. How much do you smoke in one full week? Glow Boy Joe wants to know.
That depends on the week. And my parents are here, so I don't want to be completely forthright about that answer.
Yeah, that's another crazy thing. Like, this is America, look at how normal pot smoking is. That a young man can sit with an older man and smoke marijuana with his parents in the room. It's pretty special.
It's a brave new world.
It's pretty awesome. We got a medic standing by. This is totally normal. Well, let's do your high history.
Okay.
You know, second time you smoked?
That would have been, I mean, it was in theater in high school. I got peer pressured into it. I think someone put a pipe up to my mouth.
You were down with it. You were a total, you were like a nerd, or you were into something else?
No, I did theater.
You did theater. You were already doing magic tricks?
Yeah, since I was 10.
Yeah, yeah. So I get that. That was sort of my thing, is I just didn't think it was for me. You know, I just didn't mind not trying it, you know, for forever.
Theater.
Yeah, theater.
But we both love it.
No, I do love theater, yeah. It's crazy. I'm going to New York in a few weeks, and I'm trying to decide
so
what
jealous.
Fucking shows I'm going to see.
Hedwig.
I kind of got to see that Rocky show, because the whole, you know, a fighting ring comes out into the crowd, and then they really seem like they're actually boxing.
Oh, wow.
In the last, supposedly. It's, everybody says the last part's incredible. Everything leading up to that is just Rocky turned into a musical.
Does not sound fun to me.
Hey, yo, Adrian! But I gotta see it. I gotta see it for that boxing thing. They compared it to the chandelier in,
It seems weird, but I buy it. Phantom.
Phantom, yes. Phantom. Okay, so you tried it in theater, and then you've smoked ever since.
More or less.
And, like, every day, that kind of thing?
More or less. Plead the fifth.
If I'm taking a hit, I need your answers to be more, not less. Who's the most famous person you smoked with?
I mean, it's probably someone who's been on this show. Sarah, Tommy Chong.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Those are really good ones.
I had a favorite who's not as famous, but I don't want to reveal names on the show.
You don't want to say who your favorite famous person is that you smoked with?
Should I? Andy Richter?
Yeah, tell me that story again, because I keep forgetting it, but it seems legit.
We were in a green room in San Francisco, and he walked into the circle and said, "Hey, guys, I like to get high."
Me? I was there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we're in a circle, and he comes in and goes, I like to get high.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we pass it to him.
And he just sat with us for a half hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
You were talking to someone else.
Oh, okay. But I still must have noticed and maybe just decided to act cool about it or whatever. But I can't think of any other time. And I've been at plenty of social functions with him. And
he wouldn't do the show, though. Kids.
Fucking kids, man. They ruined everything. No, that's cool. I mean, I'm all right with the I don't want my kids to see it thing. Because I get it, because they may be fine with their kids smoking weed as adults, but they don't want them to get into it when they're, you know, too young.
And that's like saying it's okay.
Right, it kind of is, but it's also like you just got to say it's okay for adults. It's like alcohol. Like, you're just going to have to wait or sneak out and do it somewhere and hope you don't get caught.
Let your brain form first.
Do what?
Let your brain form first.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, get that full brain.
Yeah.
And then fucking ruin it.
Hashtag full brain.
Then just tear it down. Just go to work on it. Just work it like the meat in Rocky. Ask Gabe. Von Pookie wants to know on the Twitter, ask Gabe how he comes up with his magic tricks.
They're all existing tricks. I'm not an artist in that regard.
You're not an artist in that regard. And you, but you just sort of pick something based on the tricks that are out there.
Right, and maybe who the guest is, and, you know, you combine moves. I'm better with cards than other stuff.
Yeah, the card stuff is always great, but, like, how much, so you're already deep into your repertoire, like, there's no tricks you still haven't done yet that you know and are good at?
No, most of it has been coming up with tricks.
Now, each week, you have to think of a trick by the next time.
I've repeated some, and people don't seem to notice.
What are we doing today, cards?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have to look at as a card trick?
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I just play it up. I don't have an actual phobia of magic or anything. I just don't,
I think you avoided it for 8 years, not seeing me ever do a card trick.
Yeah, so that's why it's great that it finally just like, well, I'll have him on my show doing magic and then I'll have to see some of it sometimes out of the corner of my eye or from off stage if it's too crowded in here. I think we've covered everything. Do you want to... Cool. Let's do one.
I should be smoking.
Yeah, definitely keep smoking. And let's do one pop quiz hot shot. I think I said pop quiz hot shot, but it's supposed to be hop shop. Whatever. I'll say the term, and then you tell me the definition. All right? And it's from Urban Dictionary. Marlin.
Oh, I don't know what that is. It's a fish.
Yes, it's fish in real life, or in, you know, that's what that word means. But what... Now, not to be confused with Marlon, Marlon, because that'd be Marlon Wayans, and that would be girls who look like a man dressed up as a girl or a baby.
Of course.
But a Marlon is a hot-ass chick.
Oh.
Yeah, hot-ass chick. And similar to pulling in a massive fish against all odds, I've got, you know, I've got a Marlon on the line is the idea.
Okay.
Pictures are usually taken with the Marlon. You know.
That, Instagram.
That old chick. Gag. That hilarious gag. Did you see the picture that Shaquille O'Neal made, like, a goofy face because a fan sent him a picture and the fan was, disabled?
No.
And the fan was, like, you know, had this kind of a disabled face, but for some reason Shaq thought it'd be funny to post his own face right next to it, just making a really goofy face.
Wow.
Yeah.
He couldn't
weirdest
have known,
thing.
No.
It's the weirdest
He's
thing.
A goof.
I think, yeah, I think he just thought, oh, look at this guy made a silly face. I'm going to make one, too. I think. I hope that's what was happening. Oh, okay, I got to do one more. Let's do one more. Cobra yawn. What do you think a cobra yawn is?
I mean, it's your mouth opening wide in some regard. When you blow smoke out. These are pot related, presumably?
No, that's the thing. Is that, that's why this game is so fun.
I guess the previous one wasn't.
To do with pot. Some of the Urban Dictionary words, I think, are pod related, but maybe not.
I don't use a lot of slang, I guess.
This is something I do, precrestination, and that's when you clean your teeth really hard right before visiting the dentist. I go to town on my teeth right before going to the dentist to make up for all that time that I didn't brush. A cobra yawn is the involuntary spraying of saliva while yawning. You ever do that? And when you do it, you should immediately say, ta-da! It's much like the venom spray from a cobra. Cobra yawn. I thought cobra yawn is like my reaction to most Stallone action movies. That was a nice button. That'd be a good place to go out on. I'm sure
we
we're probably a little bit early, but we're going to come back and do what I think everybody's hoping we'll do, and that's read some more Twitter questions that have come in. Oh, and also a magic trick. We'll see a trick. See you in about 90 seconds.
I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations. You've met me.
To-do list.
Margaret, number one, fly as close to the sun as my shrink says I can. Number two, let out air in all the other tenants' tires. And number three, fade. Just do it!
Eddie, did you sign the boss's birthday card?
No!
That means you're fired.
Good!
This just in, 2,766 people are watching you right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So you might want to, you know.
Step it up.
Do the polite thing and take off the sunglasses.
Oh,
you think you are Robin Thicke?
Here we go.
Wait, you're just jumping right into it?
Oh, we're not there yet.
Oh, I thought we were going to do some more Twitter questions first. We got a little time on our hands. This show's been running smooth. We don't have let's hit something. Let's both have another.
How about this guy?
Something. Oh yeah, that's right. Get that going. That's a good call. The old infused joint from our friends at Pharma Jane's. It's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
What's the next question?
Oh, sorry. Thanks. Thanks for keeping it going. What does this even mean? Do you watch card porn?
I don't know what that is.
Is that really a thing?
I mean, there's like pictures on Instagram of cards that people hashtag card porn.
Oh, like it's porn because it's like people are obsessed with it or something?
Collectible cards, pretty cards.
Oh, pretty cards?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. What got you into magic? Mutual Excrement wants to know. Oh, that last one was Tiki Bling Bling.
David Blaine, friends of mine, a magic shop in San Francisco. That's what got me into it.
All those things.
Yeah, it serves different purposes over the course of one's life.
Right, like you, now you are available to perform at parties and stuff?
I am.
How do people make that happen? They get at you on Twitter?
Yeah, sure, my website. My email is gabedillon@mac.com.
Okay.
Gabe Dillon on Instagram.
All right, Matthew Findlay wants to know, if you could name your own strain, what would it be called? And he's asking both of us that, and he's in Scotland. So it must be midnight-ish there. But he's watching it.
Interesting.
I think that's what it is. What's your answer to that question?
First.
Oh, I already forgot the question. If I could name a strain? Oh boy. Maybe Doug Dynasty?
I like it. I would go with the magic theme and go Hocus Pocus. That probably doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. People might confuse it with the witch movie with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I hope they do.
Good Lord. What a terrible association that is. All right. And who's now, people know, like, that's how we met, is that you're just a big fan of comedy, and you would come to a lot of shows that I do around town.
Right.
And we just also ran into each other in just various cities.
New York when I lived there.
San Francisco, New York, L.A., yeah. But you'd always come out whenever I'm performing wherever you were. And we'd hang out and smoke and stuff. And then you've probably been to every episode of Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, ever, since I've lived here.
Yeah,
30 crazy. Years.
So you're a big comedy fan. That's how we met. And somebody wants to know, Laura R. wants to know, who is your favorite comedian?
Paul F. Tompkins. Sorry.
Let me just give you a chance to think about your answer. We just sort of set this whole thing up about how much you've seen of my work.
You're in my top three, for sure.
All right, I'll take it. Shut up. I don't want to know that. Paul will never come on this show because he doesn't smoke marijuana.
Yeah. Maybe one of his characters.
Yeah, just do it as a character role. Like, just smoke the fuck marijuana. Werner Herzog would try it. He'd totally do it.
But it's part of nature, so maybe not.
Here, I'm bogarting. But also, is that going to make your finger sticky and make the card trick difficult?
It might.
Yeah, I like
a
that.
New level.
I like that. I like a challenge for you. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's try it.
We're there?
The magic trick. Okay. Yeah. Let's get it. It's game time. Oh, boy.
Show it to the camera.
Here. All right. Here we go. Bang.
the card.
Place back.
Get that devil magic out of my hands! This is the thing I smoke out of when I'm, like, just, you know, somewhere and I want to be, you know, somewhat discreet. Some people call it a bullet or a sneak a toke. The metal part gets really hot and you burn yourself on it. Sometimes that's fun. Look at this guy go.
Oh, oh Jesus. Oh,
what's happening?
Did that the last time, too.
What?
Did you see what happened?
I did. I saw you pretended like you were dropping a card, and it's my card.
It is.
Yeah, that's a great, great trick. A real lot of twists and turns in that one. It's a roller coaster of emotions.
That's what I go for.
That was great. Come on, not even your own family is giving it up for the... All right. Let me do my plugs. You can hit that thing. You can hit whatever you want. All right, so this year I'm going to be staggering down Washington Boulevard in Culver City for the next couple of hours. And that... No, I'm going to be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, Monday night, Cinco de Mayo, and doing a Doug Loves Movies. And I'm going to be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, on June 8th at 4:20. And the Improv in Kansas City on Father's Day, June 15th, 4:20. So we need the real negligent fathers to come out. Or, you know, kids, bring your fathers. That's a fun, fun thing to do on Father's Day. All of my dates are at douglasmovies.com. Gabe, The Sour Dream, which I believe was in a few of the devices that you've used today. Uh-huh. What's your review of that that indica for us to slap onto leafly.com? It'll say, Gabe the Magician.
Made me feel.
Made me feel.
Like I was on an internet talk show.
Like I was on. Okay, that's. We're not gonna go with that. We're gonna edit that out of the program because of wiseassery. And.
That's my answer.
No, I like it. Made me feel like I was on an internet talk show. So let's get that. Let's get that to Leafly, you guys. And, the aforementioned actor that was supposed to be here today, or we wanted to be here today, and he wasn't able to make it. It looks like he's been scheduled for next week, so let's all cross our fingers. I know Gabe himself will be the first to say we don't want this to happen again next week. But it was still it was a delight getting to talk to you, and now the listeners know a little bit more, the viewers too know a little bit more about
your story.
And yeah. You're doing great work. You're doing God's work. And we will. No more breaks for a little while. I think the next break isn't until June. So new shows every week. So we will see you next Wednesday.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.